This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the 16th of February, on the eve, on the cusp of a monumental portal. Hey, how nice to have your company. We've just been joined by a little pussycat. I had to throw her off my computer before she cut us off. But as I said, portal magic leapt onto my computer. So maybe that is an omen for today. Good morning to you if you're stateside. Good afternoon to you if you're over here in the UK or in Europe. This is Erica Longdon. I'm an advisor on 1-2 Listen and your host on 1-2 Radio on a Monday morning stateside and all the rest of the times that I just listed. So it's lovely to have your company today. And I have some thoughts today on the eve, on the cusp of these incredible dates, these moments, these energies that we are stepping into, whether we like it or not. We can't put the brakes on the world. We can't put the brakes on time. I know there's times when we would love to, but we cannot. So we just have to deal with them as best we can. And dealing with them in my Facebook chat room, I have some lovely people who regularly visit me in there. I can see you. Good morning. I will come and say hello to you in a moment and do some cards for the day. And if you'd like to come and join them, go to 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. There's an option to chat. Come on in. Or if you're on Facebook already, put in 12, the number 12, radio, and it'll bring you to this private group. And you can come and join in the chat there. And if you'd like to request a reading, then obviously I will do that. I can actually see who I've got in there at the moment. I've got Jennifer Hart just down the road from me in Cornwall. I have Pamela Snow, Laura Kasdan Fulton, Maureen Whitevana Quelly. I'm sure I have seen, there was someone else I saw, Jean in there somewhere. Joni Thompson's just come in the room. Gosh, it's going to be buzzing in there today. So I'd love to have your thoughts, and I will do some cards as well. So as ever, I was thinking this morning, my friend Jennifer Hart knows this because we were chatting this morning. I said, what on earth do I focus on? There is so much at the moment. Mark Husson is obviously going to speak to the astrology of the times that we are living in. But I'm so aware today that we are on the eve, on the cusp of an extraordinary week, because tomorrow we have a new moon eclipse in Aquarius. We have the end, the shedding of the snake skin, and the fire horse comes galloping in. February the 18th, the sun goes into Pisces. On the 20th, we have this Saturn conjunct Neptune. It is the most extraordinary week. And if you've been asking for something to happen, if last year felt like walking through treacle, oh boy, it is about to rocket forward. Good morning to Pamela. I just saw you come into the room as well. So I was musing on all of this, thinking, where do I go with this? And I felt very strongly that this new moon in Aquarius is about innovation and breaking free, and it is a portal. And sometimes we choose to walk through portals, and sometimes we just get kicked through them with very little choice. We have to deal with them. So you need to be very clear. I think we really need to get clear what matters, and there's no time like the present to do it, because we are on the eve of this. We really need to get clear. We need to lose our attachment to the past. Not that we forget the past. I mean, there are past moments that are good and past moments that served as lessons. We've all got that in our lives. But it is our attachment, the way that they control us, whether we feel they empower us or whether we feel like they're a ball and chain around our ankles. When we're on this fire horse charging forward, those attachments will not serve us well if we want to manifest a positive future, a potentially positive future. Let me leave it there, that, because manifestation is like karma, is a very, very wide subject. But when I meditated this morning, what came through so strongly was something I have been talking about on this show, I think, for 2 years. You must think I sound like a stuck record. It is authenticity. It really is. Now, authenticity, of course, is different things to different people. People who have the opposing view to you think they're living an authentic life because they think that they are authentic. And it's very difficult to say that they're not, because of course then you get into the thorny subject of confirmation bias, that we choose our facts to support our current opinions. I would say, to underline all of this, that something is that promotes cruelty or unkindness doesn't get the benefit of my vote at all. That's not authenticity, and people need to look at how they're living. But beyond that, people can have different opinions, and we need to be able to, I think with this new energy, we need to flex. We need to stop at looking at social media that supports our opinion and look a little broader and see if we can't find a bridge, a compromise. And the word compromise came through very strongly when I was meditating this morning, along with the thought that compromise is good, it's fine when you are opening up to see someone else's point of view, when you're flexing, but it's not okay if you are compromising yourself. And that leads you into the question, well, what are my core values? What would be compromising myself? And I come back to what I do every morning, which is the five values of Reiki, because I do chant it every morning. And in with mine, I've mixed in a little bit of Louise Hay that I'm sure you will recognize, because in Reiki, you would say, just for today, I shall not let anger inform my decisions and my actions. I shall try to develop response ability. Just for today, I shall not let worry rob me of my peace of mind. I trust in the process of life. Just for today, I shall be grateful for everything that gets put in front of me, because in the infinity of life where I am, all is well in my world. Just for today, I shall be kind to all living beings, even when I struggle to find compassion for those who inflict cruelty on other people. Nevertheless, at some point on a soul level, I can try to send them some compassion, because if they behave that badly, they probably need it. And just for today, I shall try to live my life with integrity and honesty. And normally I tack on authenticity, which brings us in a final world loop right back to where I started. So the other thing I was talking about this morning with Jennifer is to do with innovation, because I think this is going to be very much a theme of this year, especially with this eclipse in Aquarius, is embracing new technology. And the one that comes to mind that keeps coming into my field of vision is, of course, AI, which is growing at such an exponential rate. It makes my head spin. And just like everything else in the world, whatever man has invented, from the wheel coming up to nuclear power, has always had a benefit for humankind or not, depending on who's wielding the power of it. And that's kind of where I am with AI at the moment. I can see the benefits of it. But a lot of these chatbot things, I can see the benefit, and I have to say, I held my hand up, I've occasionally had them groom some of the letters I've sent out. But it seems to me what it's doing, it's pulling information off the internet. It's pulling and pooling and conglomerating and creating an answer based on what already exists. And there are gazillion facts and opinions out in the world of the World Wide Web. So when it's pulling its information, where's it getting from? And who's directing what information it gets? And the answer is, I don't know. But I have a question mark hanging there. But the question mark I have mostly, and Jennifer Hart said this to me this morning, I give her credit for, is it has no soul. It has no heart. And as her name is Hart, what she actually said to me this morning, which I didn't know, so thank you, Jennifer, for this, is apparently those most exquisite Persian carpets that used to be made in antiquity with such care, apparently always deliberately had one stitch put in that was wrong, because they held the view that only God is perfect. Therefore, even the most exquisite man-made thing must have some imperfection. So there we go. interesting times we have. We have to deal with AI in coming times, and I think we have to deal with it carefully. I shall not shun it completely, but I am very, I was going to say suspicious, that's not the right word. I am very cautious with it, where it's getting its information from. And the other thing I do not like is the vast ecological resources that it's using, those vast computer complexes that are running it, that are pulling water and electricity at a rate that is just mind-boggling. They are not very eco-friendly. I'll leave it at that. That's where I am with technology. I'm far more interested in this portal, in setting intentions for this coming year. So I thought I would share some of that with you this morning. But first, I can hear constantly people coming into the Facebook chat room, and I'm looking to see, I'm almost halfway through the show, and I do want you to do some readings in there for you. So let me, bear with me while my ancient mouse scrolls its way and I turn these the right way up so I can see who said what in the right order. So good morning to Jean McIntosh. Your bestie is taking you across to Lake Champlain to see about dental implants. Gosh, we are all chrysalises essentially becoming beautiful butterflies. Oh, Jean, I could not agree with you more. And the chrysalis is about to burst open tomorrow, I think, for a lot of people. Good morning to Maureen Whitevarna, Libra sister. February has been a doozy. Oh, yes. Moving the dead energy, would love a card. Your new car has been in the body shop for over a month. Oh, Lord. Parts on back order and you're so frustrated. Oh, I'm not surprised. Patience is not a value of which I very well possessed, Maureen. It's a good job it's not my car. Good morning to Laura Gazdam Fulton. You've had rain for days. You say that like it's a good thing, so I'm hoping it is. We're sick of it in Cornwall. We've all got webbed feet. Hello to Jennifer Hart. I saw she'd made it in the room. Happy Chinese New Year and Firehorse to everyone. Pamela Snow, good morning. Happy Monday. Oh, she said, good afternoon, Pamela. Yes, it is afternoon for me. It's 3:45 in the afternoon here over in the UK. Good morning to Joni. Thank you for last week's nice compliment on the name. Tessa's doing, and I never knew if Joni Mitchell was the influence. Well, heck, that's a good influence to have. You'd like some guidance? Okay, I'll come back and do that. Good morning to Pamela, to Tara Elizabeth, to Mary Langdon Fink, and to Laura Kasdan Fulton. Okay, so I'm going to whiz back up to the top because I'm mindful that I'm halfway through the show and people are asking for readings. So let me just get my trusty Angel Wisdom deck out and see what we need. Maureen wanted a card, so let's shift this dead energy. Maureen, you'll like this, Maureen. It's a fire card, which is a fast energy. It's four of fire. When I have a four of fire, it's always about contentment at home and being able to find gratitude for what we have and making your home a peaceful, prosperous place and contentment in your personal life. So maybe set that as the intention tonight as you step through the portal. Laura Kasdan Fulton, with your rain, would love a message. So let me clear the deck and see if I can find a nice message for Laura. There we go. Another good message. Oh, there are lots of positivity about today. I do like that. I'm not into spiritual bypassing, but when positivity comes up, I will take it with both hands. You have the Sun, major arcana card, a time of joy, a time of success, and particularly a time of epiphanies. This comes with Archangel Uriel, and the word that leaps off this card to me is epiphanies. So allow this powerful energy tonight to open your vistas, open your mind, allow epiphanies to come in. Okay, Pamela, I've said good morning to you. Thank you for the Sun. I needed that. Joni, you would like some guidance on a health issue that's popping up. Bit mysterious as the source, little magic. I'm all ears. My little magic is here somewhere. So let's call Raphael for you. What guidance might I give to Joni as she contemplates this? Is there an aspect she hasn't seen? Whoa, that flew out. When I said, is there an aspect that you haven't seen, it flew out. I have the Ace. I have the first of fire. And it is a new moon on it with a little baby dragon. So this is about a new beginning. And because it's a fire card, new inspiration or amazing opportunities. So be bold enough to really look almost sideways or alternatively, or add lots of things together, Joni, is what I would say to that. I hope that makes sense to you. Pamela Snow would like a card, of course. It's a card for Pamela Snow. Oh, they are flying out of the deck today. They're on fire, I might want to say, in this portal. You have a page of water. She's a beautiful mermaid with dolphins swimming with her, and her cup is pouring over. This is a message about being very sensitive, really feeling the emotions, and sometimes feeling like we're being triggered by everything. But it is only a feeling. We are safe. My angels are saying to me, we are safe. We are guided. It is just that things may feel overwhelming as you come up into this eclipse, and just know that that's what it is. And they want to, the mermaid wants to say, and swim with it. Just go with the flow. Let the tide take you. Don't try and fight it. Good day to Tara Elizabeth. You'd like a message about your week ahead as your work is currently changing rapidly. So Tara Elizabeth's work. Wow, that's the pack. Okay, let me ask that question again. Tara Elizabeth's work. What could I tell Tara Elizabeth about work? That's better. Again, I see that actually you being well rewarded or well recognized for what you do, because I have the Nine of Pentacles. This is someone whose hard work shows up. People see the benefit of what you do. But I also have a Knight of Water, which is, again, the water, these emotions. So you may feel quite, I'm going to say not emotional about work, but you may feel triggered, or don't let work worry you. They're saying no, worry is not the word I want. Emotions may come up surrounding work. Perhaps you will feel insecure, and you need not, because the Nine of Earth shows that actually you are well recognized in your work. I hope that's helpful. Mary, good morning. Health issues, again, lots of people having those. I think it's the times we live in. Our bodies are, especially if you're sensitive, are trying to deal with these swirling energies. So what would be helpful to Mary? I'm going to call Archangel Raphael. What would be helpful to Mary to know? And there comes the card. Being, not letting stress get to you. Stress is a big thing for you at the moment, Mary. I know it's for all of us, but particularly do not let it impact you. Do physical things that ground you, material things, walking. Sometimes food will do it, but I have it with the Queen of Earth. This woman is so grounded. She is so practical. So the message here is do practical things. Don't allow life to get at you. Laura said Amish quilts have a mistake in them too for the same reason. Thank you, I didn't know that. Good morning to the boss, Mark Husson. Happy Fire Horse. Thank you for your kind words. It'll be great to listen to your show. I am so looking forward to it. Good morning to Kat Garner. Late but would like a card. We can do that. Never too late. So Kat, a card for Kat Garner, please. What do we need to be telling Kat, my darling angels? So haven't cleared the deck enough. They're not running. Okay. So what do I need to tell Kat? What message? There we go. Let me turn that lot up. I've got personal celebrations, so I don't know if you're going to get invited to a party or a wedding, or you hear good news that a friend is celebrating. It's a time for gratitude. It's a time for friendship. It's a time for getting together with those you love and supporting them. That's the message. Thank you to Laura. Tara said she's going to relax about it. Good. Thank you, Pamela. Okay, I think I have managed to catch up with everybody's messages. Right, let me see if, like greased lightning, I wanted to do a meditation with you that when it goes to the on demand, and as I say that, I'm just going to go into my other system and make sure this is recording. It is. That's good. I'm going to do a meditation that you can go back and perhaps use tonight as we go over this cusp, as we walk through this portal. I'm going to call on Chiron, the wounded healer, and his wife, Cariclo, and just set some intentions as we walk through this. So let me just find some music, which is a beautiful Romanian hijaz hand pan. Okay, so imagine you're approaching this portal. And you want to know, is there anything left to shed as you walk through the doorway? Is there anything you're attached to from the past that is shackling you? The last opportunity as you go through the portal. What do you want to shed? And then ask yourself, what is your current biggest, most audacious goal, wish, or intention? Take the brakes off. This isn't an Aquarius new moon eclipse. Aquarius doesn't say think outside the box. Aquarius says what box? The brakes are off. The limits are off. What is your most audacious goal? What is going to make you authentic? What is going to bring you alive? Now, turn it into an affirmation. How can you turn it into an affirmation? Write it down as if it's already happened and keep repeating it until the full moon. As an added bonus, if you feel like sharing it, you could put it on the front page of One to Listen on the gratitude board and have 50 advisors empowering it for you. And for yourself, what actions could you take? Are there any little actions right now that you could take that would start the ball rolling? Because as you step forward, the universe will put the next step in front of you. And so your path unfolds. Commit to it wholeheartedly and sign your name by the affirmation. We are being offered the most wonderful portal. A new moon eclipse, a fire horse, a Saturn conjunct Neptune, the sun in Pisces. Feel it. Let your inhibitions go. Make it your most audacious, beautiful, sparkling intention. And let us affirm it shall be so. So there we go. I hope you will be able to use that. You can use it tonight. Use it more and more and more. Where am I on the show? Gosh, I'm in the last minute. So let me just nip into this chat room and make sure I've said hello to everybody before I make way for Mark Husson, who I know is going to have so much good information about how we can make use of the astrology. I love astrology. I really do. I'm not an astrologer, but it is so useful just to be able to make sense of what is going on around us. And then you can make the best of it for you. Again, that's authenticity. We're all different. How are you going to use the astrology of this moment for you? Okay, I'm looking down the end. I think I have made it. Yes, I have. So thank you so much for joining me today. Just a little heads up. I won't be live next week because I'm away traveling on business, but I will be back in March. So thank you so much for your company, and we will see each other again in March. Until then, happy eclipse. Happy New Year of the Fire Horse. We live in extraordinary times, and it is my pleasure to be galloping on that fire horse with you. Lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.